You are listening to the Julie Parker Practice Success Podcast, where you discover management insights and strategies for your successful dental practice. There are also interviews with key people in the industry who have advice and services to help you and your team achieve great success. Welcome to this episode of the Julie Parker Practice Success Podcast. And what I wanted to talk to you about today is a story that I've relayed a few times over the last few months, and I thought it was worthwhile sharing with everybody. It's a story about an experience I was having with a client that I have, a long-term client that I've been going out to see for a long time now. And they've got a most magnificent receptionist there, and we'll call her Sally. And Sally is tremendous at her job. She is a wonderful rapport builder, wonderful relationship builder, a delightful human being. I've never known her to share a cross word or cross look with anyone. She really is quite wonderful. And she hasn't had a long history in dental. That's not been where her career is. She's been in dental just for the past few years. And I was training her in some areas of reception, in particular incomplete treatment follow-ups. And I was indicating to her that there was one part in the computer software where we note down all of the follow-ups that we do for incomplete treatment. However, Sally preferred to write it in a different area of the computer system. It wasn't exactly the way the computer system was designed to take that kind of information, but it worked for Sally. Now, because I come from the mindset that majority of dental team members need to know where to go to find relevant information for them in terms of the communications that have been occurring with patients, I kept encouraging Sally to use the system the way I had indicated rather than what was working well for her. And this went on over a series of weeks. You know, every time I turn up to the practice and I'd see the notations were still happening in the area that wasn't totally correct from my perspective, I'd encourage again and speak of the reasons why we were to use the computer system in the way that I was initially instructing. And weeks went by, and I've always got to be very conscious. I used to be a micromanager many, many years ago. Many of you may know because I speak about it freely. And I'm always have that as a conscious thought in my head. You know, when am I crossing that line from being instructional to being insistent that things just get done my way? So as I was turning up to this practice, feeling those frustrations when I'd see the information in the so-called wrong space again in the computer system, and knowing that Sally had every good intention in the world, she wasn't doing it because of bad attitude or anything like that, I decided one week, I'm just going to release my attachment to it. Sally's the one that is rolling out the task. Sally is the one that needs to see her own follow-up notes. Sally is the one that's managing that area of the practice operations. And so I went into the practice, and with my work around avoidance of micromanagement and, you know, developing from those experiences, because I was micromanaged myself, so I felt that negative impact on myself. So really want to champion autonomy within the workplace, I went to the practice for one of my sessions and I sat down with Sally and I said, you know how I've got to make a big deal about this thing and I'm taking my hook out of it. I want you to do it the way you love doing it, the way that makes sense to you. I'm releasing my attachment to that and I applaud you. I want you to do it your way. You know, Sally, I think, was just like, thank God, like she's off my back about this. But what I wanted to talk to you about today was what I noticed very soon after me having that conversation with Sally, very soon after I took my hook out of that being an issue. Now, what I mean by taking my hook out of it, I released my attachment to Sally doing things my way. I released my attachment to Sally doing things her way, which was different from my way. I took away my attachment in that I wasn't going to be looking for that anymore. And if I happened to find the notations done in Sally's way by Sally, I would then applaud it rather than have any negative feelings about it whatsoever. And without any need for me to do anything about it, I would look at those notes where Sally had put them in her way and say, yes, that's exactly what should be happening. She is doing the absolute right thing. The rest of the day and subsequent days when I would go in for my sessions with the practice, I was surprised by what I saw. I should say I was surprised by what I re-saw, because what I started noticing was how delightful Sally is with patients, how welcoming she is when people walk through the front door, the beautiful connection and conversations she has with people sitting in the waiting room, her rapport building skills over the telephone, the connections and support she provides all of the team members that work at that practice. Now, I came to the realization, I always knew these things about Sally. I always saw these things when I would turn up to this practice. I'd always be impressed with her. But during the period of time that I had a hook in to those little notations, that little issue, I became biased towards the thing that Sally wasn't doing perfectly in my eyes. And when I had a bias towards that, I no longer was consciously observing all the wonderful things that Sally was doing and had always done. She'd never stopped doing it. She was always doing those wonderful things. But because I had all of my focus and all of my attention on this one thing, I wasn't seeing it anymore. But I did re-see it once I released my attachment to the old thing, once I released my attachment to the thing that was troubling me. It was such a beautiful lesson for me that when we are looking for the negative, I would have assumed that we would also still be able to see the positive, but maybe not. Maybe when we become so focused on the negative, so biased towards the negative, then we are now blind to all the positive around us. As dental practice managers and dental practice owners, we can become biased toward the negative because we're trying to stop problems before they become a big deal. We're trying to mitigate risks that may damage our chances of success as a dental practice. And so we are looking for the areas that need attention, the problems that need to be fixed, the challenges that need to be overcome, the team behaviours that need to be modified or improved upon. And what if our careful attention to all of those potentially damaging negative things that go on around us because we feel responsible in our positions as dental practice managers and owners, what if our very careful attention to make sure we survive is actually preventing us from seeing all the success around us, all the success, the wonderful behaviours, the tremendous team performances that are always going on around us? And then what happens within ourselves? Do we start to develop a feeling like we're not quite good enough as a business, as a practice, as a team, as a leader? That we could always be achieving more? That we don't quite come up to par? Because look, all the evidence I see around me indicates we've got a long way to go. However, I wonder what would happen if we, just for a week, just for an experiment, released our attachment, took out our hook from all of the things around us that we see could be improved upon, and instead flipped our focus, flipped our bias to just seeing what's working well, where we are already being successful. I wonder how it would impact upon our perception of how well we think we're doing as a business. there has to be further knock-on effects to the rest of the team as well, and also to the clients and to the patients. I always think that whatever's going on in the minds of the leaders and the team members, there must be either direct or indirect impact on the patient experience as they're moving through our practice. If we would like to know what impact it could have on ourselves, our experiences working in this practice, owning this dental practice, the impact on the team and their performance, their level of happiness, the degree that they feel they are being acceptable and appreciated for the efforts they put forward, our perception of how well we think we're doing as a business. If we would like to roll out an experiment to see the impact that it would have if we just focused on the positive, why don't we do it? Why don't we say, okay, from tomorrow for a period of 7 days, I am going to start looking for all the good around me within the dental practice I work for. I'm going to be looking for the patients who are happy. I'm going to be looking for the team members that are performing very well, even though it's all within their job description, I get that. But really focus in on going, they are particularly good at speaking with patients. They're particularly good at explaining treatments to patients. They're particularly good at doing phone confirmations, TLC phone calls, making sure the practice is clean and tidy, doing all the sterilization procedures, ticking off the checklists. All the things. I'm going to start looking at all the good things that are happening around me. And every time I catch myself seeing the current negative or potentially negative thing that's going on, I'm going to become consciously aware of it and push that to the side and replace it with finding something else that is going well in the practice. There are so many things that go on in the daily operations of the dental practice. There will be good things to find, successful areas to find, successful areas to identify. To be able to track any success that we find within this experiment, I am including a download within the show notes for you to use. Use the download to get a baseline of how you feel about different aspects of your dental surgery right now, about your perception of how successful the practice as a whole is. Let's find out how we feel right now, and then let's move through a whole week of developing a positive bias, and then we're going to redo the survey in the download after our 7 days and see, are we feeling more optimistic about our future? Are we feeling more proud about what we've created already around us? Are we feeling more satisfied with our team members and the performance that they're delivering? And another crucial element is, have the dental team members noticed anything different about our behavior? We may be less stressed. We may be less critical. We may be less inclined to be a micromanager or control freak. We may be more pleasant to work with. I encourage you to contemplate this. If you don't want to jump into the experiment straight away, then at the very least, be mindful over the coming days as to where your bias lies. When you are observing the things that are happening around you within your dental practice, what are you seeing? Because be aware that if what you're looking for, that if what you're seeing is the negative stuff, it might be because you're looking for it, because you're trying to subconsciously find evidence to prove yourself right that indeed a lot of things need to be improved upon. And we got a long way to go. Our thoughts drive our experience of life. and becoming aware of that and controlling our thoughts can have an extraordinary impact on how satisfied and to the degree of happiness that we derive from our working life. I do remember attending an event by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I know that Tony Robbins does the same thing as many, many people do. It is a wonderful experiment. When I was attending a Wayne Dyer event a few years ago, actually just 2 weeks prior to him passing, there was an audience of many hundred. And Wayne Dyer had a special guest speaker, Anita Morjani, who had an inspiring story about her journey through illness and recognizing that what we focus on, we manifest in our lives. And the experiment was to look around the room, all of these hundreds of people around us, and look for anyone wearing the color red. Look at that red t-shirt, jacket, pants, hat, hair tie. Look at the red. And she gave us a couple of minutes to scan the room and really look for all the red. And she said, now close your eyes. And now I want you to picture all the clothing that was colored blue. Of course, none of us could conjure up anybody who was wearing blue. We were so focused on the red. It was to the exclusion of all else. We couldn't see yellows, blues, blacks, greens. We only saw the red. When you are looking for the bad, when you're looking for the trouble spots, when you're looking for the challenges, it might just be to the exclusion of all else. That's all you can see, and that becomes your experience, even though what is surrounding you is quite possibly far more hopeful, bright, optimistic, and happy than what you can see. If you're interested in moving down the path of that experiment, I do encourage you for the next few days, have a think, be conscious about what you do focus on within your working day, in others, in patients, in the operations of the practice itself, in yourself, your own abilities, your management style, your leadership style. Have a look at where your thoughts go when you're observing the things around you. Then go to the download within the show notes. Take my survey, get a baseline of how you feel on a scale of 1 to 10 about different aspects of your dental practice. And then from that point, move through the next 7 days just seeking out the positives, just seeking out the stuff that's going well, the things that you can be proud of, the things that can be truly satisfying to observe. When you catch yourself identifying a negative, instantly push it to the side of your mind and search for a positive to replace it. After the 7 day period, retake the survey and let's just see if what you're focusing on is actually growing and your practice, just through your shifted mindset, is getting better and better all the time. If you have any questions or would like any assistance through the process, please contact me anytime. Have a great day. If you enjoyed today's podcast, then you should come along and join the club. The club is a whole library of lunch and learns, with new lunch and learns being produced all the time, that help your dental team gain greater success in your systems, in your team behaviors, in your patient management, in your patient engagement, in their treatment plans. They are usually around half an hour in length, and so team members can sit down, be paid for their lunch break, eat lunch while they're being inspired and delivered all of these insights and strategies that can be implemented so you all achieve greater levels of success. Also, Amina and I, my buddy from Dental Management Expertise, have a company, Dental Business Mastery, together. and our flagship online one-year course for dental practice managers and dental practice owners to learn how to very successfully manage your dental practice is available. Head over to dentalbusinessmastery.com.au to find out more information and has information about any other courses that we've got available. Also, make sure you do jump onto my website, julieparkerpracticesuccess.com.au, and you will see a whole load of free information. There are articles, the blog, downloads, templates, a whole load of things that are designed to help you overcome any specific challenge that you've got going on in your practice at the moment. If you have any suggestions of topics or guests that I can have on the podcast, please let me know. Thanks for listening.